Item is subdivision 2021-10, Graywood Springs.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2021-10 for Graywood Springs based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district utilizing individual on-site wastewater treatment and disposal systems. Two, the subdivision will have no more than 38 lots on 58.11 acres. This results in a density of 0.65 lots per acre, which is well below the maximum density that is permitted in the AR1 zone. Three, all lots will be at least 21,780 square feet in size. Four, the subdivision is located in an area along Oyster Rock Road that has developed with other AR1 homes and communities. It is adjacent to a number of strip lots along Oyster Rock Road, and it is across the road from communities such as Covington Chase, Oyster Rock, and Osprey Landing. This subdivision is consistent with those other developments. Five, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Six, the property contains no rare, threatened, or endangered species. Seven, DelDOT reviewed the applicant's planned project and issued a letter stating that the proposed project will generate fewer than 50 vehicle trips in an hour and fewer than 500 vehicle trips per day. Therefore, no traffic impact study is required. In addition, DelDOT's review indicated that it considered the proposed development's traffic impact to be negligible in the context of DelDOT's MOU with Sussex County. Eight, each home site will be served by its own on-site wastewater treatment and disposal system, septic. A current septic feasibility report prepared by a professional licensed soil scientist confirms the optimal type of OWTDS septic for each use, for each lot. Nine, Tidewater Utilities, Inc. is willing and able to provide public water to the site, including fire protection. 10, no lots will contain any state or federal wetlands within their boundaries. 11, the proposed clustered subdivision has a design superior to that of a standard design for the following reasons. A, this clustered subdivision includes a 30-foot buffer from the adjacent communities and homes. B, the clustered subdivision includes a 25-foot buffer from all federally regulated wetlands and a 50-foot buffer from all tidal wetlands and waters. C, the clustered subdivision includes tree preservation by preserving approximately 25.5 acres of existing woodlands. And D, the clustered subdivision contains one open space consisting of approximately 31 acres, which is 54% of the property. This significantly exceeds the 30% open space requirement for a clustered subdivision. 12, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. 13, based upon the record and with the conditions of approval, the subdivision will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. 14, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 38 lots within the development. B, the subdivision shall be served by on-site wastewater treatment and disposal systems. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Signage and or markers shall be installed at the edge of lots created adjacent to buffer areas to deter residents from encroaching and clearing these common areas. The location, type, and size of signage and or markers shall be shown on the final site plan. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. E, the development shall comply with all DelDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. F, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. G, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. H, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and in Spanish shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site during construction. Aye. The applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a bus, school bus stop. The location and details of this area shall be shown on the final site plan. J, the development shall be served by its own on-site amenities, including walking trails, children's play equipment, horseshoe pits, and a community barbecue area with weather-protected seating. All amenities shall be completed and open for use prior to the issuance of the 20th residential building permit. K, there shall be sidewalks on at least one side of the streets, and the sidewalk system shall connect with DelDOT's multimodal path. L, a system of fully shielded and downward screened street lighting shall be provided. M, there shall be a buffer that is at least 50 feet wide with all tidal waters, tidal tributary streams, tidal wetlands, perennial river, and non-tidal streams. There shall also be a buffer that is at least 25 feet wide from all federal wetlands. There shall be minimum disturbance of trees and other vegetation within these buffer areas. Required silt fencing shall be installed upland of these buffer areas using the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development to avoid disturbance. Construction activities within the buffer area shall be minimum. Any disturbance in the buffer area shall be indicated on the final site plan, and the limits of disturbance shall be indicated on the final site plan. And there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision. The buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist on the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. Oh, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan confirming all landscaping to be provided, the preservation of all buffer areas, and the forested areas that will be preserved. This landscape plan shall further identify all limits of disturbance within the state. As stated by the applicant, the buffer areas shall be governed by an open space management plan. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permits shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. Q, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall contain a prominent notice that hunting activities occur nearby, and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. R, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And S, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-10, Graywood Springs, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.